Hey everyone, welcome back to Teenage Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Mark.
And welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back, guys. I don't know when this is going up. I think it's probably like the end of March or something. But welcome. If you're new here, glad to have you. This is the podcast where we talk about everything, sometimes our feelings, and sometimes our controversial opinions. In this episode, we have no topic planned. Mm-mm. So it's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just whatever we want to talk about.
Yeah, we haven't, we haven't done this in a while. Everything has been planned out.
Mm-hmm. I know. We've been kind of like doing our best to plan the episodes out. So we don't do these that often. I feel like we should try to do at least one every month. Because you guys always say, like, I love the short, casual ones. Like, they're so much nicer. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. I get what you mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Updates on what's going on with our lives.
Yeah.
Well, by the time you're hearing this, I am in San Fran. I am in UC Berkeley. I'm at UC Berkeley. And not as an undergrad, but as a visitor. I went to go visit Isaac.
As a graduate.
I know, Isaac.
Do you guys remember Isaac?
If you're new here and you don't remember him, he was an old member back in the day.
The fifth member.
The fifth. It's the hidden son. Who's the third Nate Jacobs' dad? Son. Or what?
What?
You know how there's a theory on Euphoria? Okay. Who's the third son? Who's the third son?
Drop it, bro. Just drop it.
I know.
What are you most looking forward to?
Pretending I go to Berkeley.
Okay, second.
Is that like a hobby you have?
I know.
It is. I love pretending I'm like a student there and being like, wow, this is what my life would be like. Because that's something I was talking to Mark about. I was like, since I didn't, you know, I went to community and then I dropped out, it feels like I never had that big change that like you guys experienced through high school. Because for you guys, it was a very clear distinction between this phase of your life and this phase of your life. You moved and suddenly everything was different. Yeah. So it's like very clear to see. But for me, it's like if everything stayed the same, but everyone's telling you it's different and everything's different, but everything looks the same. So that's a weird distinction because I'm like, I feel like that's why I'm like, I tend to reminisce more on the past and like be like, oh, I miss like being young and stuff. Because like I never got that clear cut, like it's over. So I'm still like, damn, is it really over? Mm. So that's something I still process. So I think maybe that's why I like going to universities, to get like a change of how I'm supposed to quote unquote be living.
Mark, do you feel that?
Not really. Mm. I don't really think about like looking back in the past.
Yeah. Like just realizing that like you're supposed to be in this new part of your life, but it doesn't necessarily feel like it since you still live in the same area.
I don't feel it to your extent.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely look at other people's stories and see how they're like partying and attending their classes and all of that, but I don't really think like that.
I know. So I guess that is a hobby of mine. I love UCLA.
It's a fun hobby though.
Yeah, shout out to UCLA.
Yeah.
You have my heart.
Okay, we do not endorse that.
Sorry.
Not UCLA.
It's so beautiful though.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. It's a really, very big campus.
It's very big. Fucking huge. USC's cool too. I love them
too.
Thank you. USC,
I know,
UC Irvine, and that's the extent of my visitations.
You should go to
Cal State.
UC San Diego.
Oh.
They also have a huge campus.
Really?
And it's very nature.
I want to go to Santa Cruz.
Nature.
Slugs.
UC Santa Cruz. Yeah.
Why?
Dude, it's college app season for people.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen it on TikTok? They're receiving their letters.
Yeah.
Decisions.
Yeah. The UCs are brutal. Even more brutal than last year. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, that sucks.
Like, UC Davis is typically more on like the accepting side where like that's a safety school. Mm. But people are getting rejected there. Mm. I know. Last year was pretty bad for us.
Good luck, guys.
Not for Kayla, but like for everyone else, it was pretty bad.
She was fine.
Stop.
Oh, 10 for 10. Yeah. She's like, wow, really? I've never seen that.
Stop. I just didn't know it could get harder, you know? Like,
because
COVID times, it was already, like, restricted in, like, the acceptances. But, like, to think of it as getting more.
And then UC Berkeley with their
lawsuit.
Like, yeah. So they accept, half the people they usually accept.
They have to lie.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Except less.
We got lucky.
Yeah,
no,
we did get very lucky.
Yeah, even me, even I fucking made it to Berkeley with
congratulations.
My fucking 3.2 GPA. Sometimes I look back, I'm like, that shit's wild. Because, like, I forget how, like, genuinely, like, prestigious Berkeley is.
That just shows grades are everything.
Yeah. I know, but you know, it was like a 20% chance. Yeah. It was very unexpected. But good luck to all of you.
Good luck.
New college students. It's really sweet seeing like them use the same like when all the time goes. Oh, man.
I haven't seen any of those TikToks recently.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So bittersweet.
I know.
Bittersweet.
No, I've seen a couple. It's like, I can't believe like this is all over in the next 10 days. That crazy. Was so me.
No, it does take me back. Oh, wait. Actually, today, Thomas and I, we visited our high school.
Our alma mater.
Our alma mater. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Kayla wanted to visit a teacher. Yes. And I was like, oh, okay. Then I'll just visit with you. Mm-hmm. None of the teachers I wanted to visit were there, so like,
yeah, the teacher I wanted to see wasn't there. But one,
what subject was it?
It was for my avid class.
Okay,
so I wanted to see my avid teacher because I feel like I actually had a connection with her. But I went to the library and I saw like the tutors, and they were also part of avid, so like we were also very close. Cause she knew my sister also, so it's like she knew my brother too.
Oh my god!
So yeah, it's like network. A long line. Ooh. I was like, I wanted to see her too, and I did get to see her and talk to her. It was just fun catching up. Like it was so nice. Funny because she was like, "Oh, like you changed. Like you're more like, or
really?
Yeah, no.
You're more like no, LA she Valley
like,
girl.
She was like, even how you're dressed. Like I could tell. Like you changed. And I was like, girl, what? Like
she's right though.
No, have like a California accent.
But I just told her, I mean, I'm not restricted anymore by like high school, you know. It's not like I have dress code or anything like that.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
It was so funny to go back there because we did see some people that we recognized. But it was
like
just
students
funny. Yeah, we saw one.
Were you guys like famous? The talk of the town? Was it during
school?
No, we
went after school when there was like barely anyone.
Wow. It was
yeah, I know. You probably would get swarmed if you went during school hours.
Please.
Please stop.
I don't think during that lunch? Would be the
Are they the legends of...
No.
No, stop.
Oh, God, no. Oh, and you know, another funny interaction that happened is that I was on my way to pick up Thomas. And then there were like these like people playing volleyball outside.
Aww.
And like I had like signaled for the girl to cross the street, but she like let me go, and then I was like, okay, didn't think anything of it. And then like I go home later on, and then I get a DM from the girl.
What'd she say?
She was like, hey, like I was a girl like playing volleyball outside, and like I'm pretty sure it was you, blah blah blah. And it turns out Thomas and I know her older sister. And so that's how like she knew of us, but
like of the podcast.
Yeah, like the podcast and stuff.
Oh,
that's so funny.
Yeah,
you get swarmed if you went to school.
I was so caught off guard. I was like, oh my god, that is so funny. Because I was like, I don't know. She was just, I was waiting for her to cross the street, but turns out she had like recognized.
She was like,
me.
No, you go, please, run me over.
No, but yeah,
that's
so
cute.
If you're listening to this, hello. Yeah,
that's kind of weird to think about.
What?
That people would listen to this.
No, I know, right? Yeah. Like, right? People that we know listen to this.
I just have to, like, pretend they don't. Or else I think too much about it, I'm like, ugh.
No, exactly. I feel gross. Like a lot of things, like, with the podcast, like, I can't think about it too much, or else I'll get in my head. Like, if I see a clip of me on TikTok and I don't look good, I can't think about it. Because if I don't think about it, then it doesn't exist. It's not affecting me.
That's so
yeah.
Or if it's like me thinking of like somebody actually listening to this, I'll just get in my head, so it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Whenever someone's like, oh, by the way, I listened to an episode, and I was like,
okay. Dude, that's so like, funny.
I get that a lot.
No, they really. Didn't. No, they didn't.
Like, obviously, love the support. Very much appreciate it. It's just, it puts me in an awkward kind of spot. Like, how do I address it? Which one did they listen to? Was I crying?
Like what did I overshare?
Where you said you wanted to kill yourself.
Yeah, and it's like,
I relate.
Because now they have like a new opinion of me, and I don't know what it is, and I don't want to.
Wow! I, I'm so self-centered because I love when people tell me that.
You're a fool.
Like, no, I literally, I find it incredible. Because I'm like, I would love if someone did a fucking essay analyzing an episode. I'd be like, wow, yes.
Really?
Like, I just love, I really do love when people's, like, attention is on me, I guess.
That you don't like attention, bro. So
I know, right? No, but like, yeah, when
I
people
know,
tell me,
you're
like,
so shy and
that's what I thought, but I still love when they like
and I
take
feel
interest
like whenever
in me.
Someone does, you're so like, oh,
yeah, I'm like, no, but when people are like, oh, I listen to the podcast, I'm like, really? What episode? What'd you think about me? Was I like super cool?
You,
shit?
Do you say that? Do you,
I don't
what
say
do you think
that.
About me?
No, I don't say that, but like, I think about it. Ooh, they probably think I'm like so cool.
I just never know how to address it. Like,
I, just say, like,
I don't
really,
know how to respond.
What episode?
Yeah, I just like it. I'm just like, oh,
I just laugh
that's
it
so
off.
Cool.
Like, I'm like, oh, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so funny. Well,
but thanks for listening.
Feel free to come up to me anytime and tell me how cool I am.
Oh, yeah. Please come up to us.
And that you listen to it, because that's
I try
cool.
to work
you
on
know, sorry.
My response.
One of our listeners told me that their teacher played the podcast in class.
What?
See, like, I can't think about that. Right? I can't.
Yeah.
In, like, in that's a cool. classroom full of people, that is... That's too extreme.
Yeah.
No.
Imagine.
When Mark fucking... played his thing's chemistry and his part came on.
Yeah, I said a bad word.
You did?
He was like, a dick.
What?
We were talking about soulmates, and then I was calling this guy, or like the guy in the situation, the hypothetical, oh, that's a dick move, or something like that.
Wait. Why was a podcast being played?
Because
in the
then our teacher wanted to be like, wow, you have a podcast? Let's listen to it.
Yeah. He was nice.
Yeah. I did not know that.
He was great, but. Yeah, the listener told me, like, yo, my teacher played it in class. I was like, oh my god, why? He said, they wanted us to do an assignment and make our own podcast. So
whoa.
They played yours as an example. I was like,
wow.
Very
hi,
interesting.
Hi, students.
Yeah, hello, everyone. Teachers, play this episode.
I know.
And, like, I do get what you guys mean, though, that sometimes I cringe. I'm like, when I was listening, me and Mark were listening to an old episode.
Haha.
Dude, it's like we were like prepubescent fucking voice.
No, I can't
voice.
Do that. I don't know how you
like
can do that.
My voice is nasally, your voice is nasally. We're like, hey.
Yeah, so.
And our thoughts just feel so basic. It's like, well, I wanted to confront her because you obviously like want to, right?
The times
like
were different.
Because we were teenagers.
Right?
That's how teenagers
I know. And I'm like, dude, I can't believe people listen to this. But I guess when you're at that age, it's like, this makes so much sense.
It makes me not want to have a personality.
Right?
Like, it makes me just...
Right?
Like,
please.
I feel so dumb.
I can't be myself.
No, I'm like, I just gotta be like textbook fucking advice. Cause I don't know, showing my, I'm like, that's such a stupid sentence. Like, that's just, why would you say that? And I was just like, damn, this is really, I don't know. It definitely makes me cringe a little. So I'm like, I just hope it was the recent episodes. I feel like at least in the recent episodes, we're a little bit more listenable.
Yeah.
Enjoyable.
Every time someone's like, oh, I'll listen to an episode, I tell them, okay, listen to the recent ones. Don't listen to old ones.
This is like wine. We are like wine. It just gets better as it ages.
That is
very
so true.
Thank you.
So nice.
Thank you.
I don't know how you can listen to the old episodes, though.
I haven't listened to a full one in a while. Like, we just listened to a clip and heard our voices. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, wow. Interesting. Like, oh, my God. I don't know. It's one day I'll listen to one of a full one and be like,
like, that's not even something I would show my kids. Like,
oh, I would show my kids.
No, I would be too embarrassed. Like, what if they judge me?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No, they're probably thinking you're, like, super cool for it.
Exactly.
You think so?
No.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think my kids would be like, oh, my God, my mom did that.
Yeah. I think I'm still going to be fucking cool.
Oh, I was a loser.
She's a podcaster.
They, like, start bullying
that?
Me.
It's in the future where you get arrested for being a podcaster. Cleanse the earth.
Okay, Fahrenheit.
Cleanse the earth.
Censor us.
I know.
Yeah. So it's been a lot of growth recently. So, you know, all you college students, good luck. Good luck with admissions. Your life will change a lot. And if you're going to community, you're going to be probably really lonely. So just do your best to hang in there. If you're dropping out, you're also going to be really lonely. So hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't encourage you to stay in school, then... that means you must be really passionate about what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's good for you.
Yep. And the college experience isn't for everybody.
Girl, what does that mean?
Some people have a horrible time at college.
Is it because they're lonely?
Yeah.
I hear that a lot.
Like,
but
some people are like, I thought college was going to be the best time of my life, and I'm sitting here in my dorm alone, and I'm...
Oh, that's an interesting point. I was like, I feel like if you can't find people to talk to at college, then, like, you won't find it anywhere else, because college is as good as it gets of a chance to meet people. Yeah. It only goes downhill from there.
Okay.
That's
well, you gotta be, like,
basically what I'm just trying to say is it's not for everybody. It genuinely isn't for everybody.
Wait, what do you mean by, like, you mean college in general? Or are you
education
about...
or, like, the social aspect, right?
Both of yeah. it.
Okay.
Both. Like, some people just don't thrive in a, like...
community?
No. Oh, my God. Thomas, really? I understand, like... what you're trying to say.
Okay, okay. Never mind, bro.
That's interesting you think that. I would have never, like, thought something. Like, I agree with, like, colleges.
Really? People are like, I regret going to college, or, like, I feel so lonely.
That's interesting. I feel like that's
not... I keep seeing that.
I see that a lot. I agree with you. I see that a lot. I'm like, no one told me how lonely college would be. But I'm like, I'm so sorry, but, like, I'm just going to be upfront with you, right? I'm going to keep it real with you. Like, I think that just means you have to work on your own skills and put yourself out there. Because, like, are you joining clubs? Are you talking to a person? Are you yourself a good person? Are you have a bad habit of, like, you know, making mean jokes about people or whatever? So, because... realistically, you think about how people make friends. College is, like, the perfect scenario. You're surrounded by people. You have multiple things in common, always seeing them. You know, if you put yourself out there, and I know it's so cliche, like, put yourself out there. But if you do it, like, people will, you'll talk to them. Now, whether you'll be able to make, like, a deeper friendship, that's even harder.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, don't go into college having high expectations, because I did. And I did get disappointed by a lot of things. But if you just take college for what it is, and or just any experience for what it is, then you can enjoy it.
Like, what things were you let down by?
I don't know. Parties? Like, USC is known to be a big party school. And honestly, if you're not part of Greek life, then it's not really a party school. Or you won't get the USC experience that so many people talk about. Especially if you're a guy, too. Girls can get into frat parties, but guys can't.
$30.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to an SDSU frat party this weekend to experience a real college party.
Why don't you go to the USC one?
Because you can't get in.
Oh my God, I can't get in.
Because you can't. Why?
And also, I feel like USC parties don't go as hard as SDSU.
Interesting.
SDSU is, like, known to be a
big party school. Wait, you can't get in because you're a guy and you don't pay, or because they're like, no, you're too short?
No.
What?
I don't know.
That guy, we did not. Where did that
I don't know. Like,
girl, you're just being mean.
I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong with being short, but, like, I feel like.
But, like, why would that be a reason?
Stop saying that.
That's true. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe they're fucking intimidated.
They literally just don't accept any guys
at all.
Short or tall, Gail. Like,
gay or not.
Why are we talking about height?
Gay or not, they don't.
Sometimes they charge, like, a ridiculous amount, like $100.
Boom.
And I'm not paying $100.
No party is worth $100.
Yeah.
So, are there ever even guys there? Just the friends?
It's just the frat guys and, like, people who got.
Who, like, they know.
Yeah.
That's lame.
Yeah. And the only reason I can get into this frat party at SDSU is because my brother is, like, a founding father.
What about, like, gays at frats?
Sometimes, but still pretty strict about it.
What if, have you ever tried to dress up like a woman? I've seen that sometimes.
I've seen TikToks. I mean.
You should do it.
I think you could pull it off.
Yeah.
ABG. Get some eyeliner.
I feel like I could pull it off, but I don't know if I want to go through such a process for a frat party.
Just to be in heels the whole night. an experience. I think it's worth trying.
Wearing my LaModa boots again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. If you're thinking about USC, listen to what he's saying.
Go to USC, though. Pick the church.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So you can see Thomas and I walking around campus.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to meet, like, so many people. I'm going to make so many friends. And it's like, I did, but not in the way I expected to.
Oh.
So it's.
In what way did you expect?
I don't know. It's like, I expected, like, a big group of friends and, like, to know people kind of everywhere. And it's like, you have mutuals and acquaintances, but you don't have real friends. Like, I only have a very small handful, and that's not what I was expecting. And I was again, the parties, like, I was expecting it to be, like, party, crazy party, party. And it was like that for, like, some time, but it's not in the way I expected. Again, don't have such high expectations.
It's not going to be Project X.
Yeah.
No.
It'll be Project, like, B. Not Project at most.
X. Project B, yeah.
Wow. Have you made, like, deep friendships?
Yeah, I think, like,
because people are three. Like, I met some of my closest friends during college. Do you guys think you've done that?
I'm sure I will, but right now I only have, like, three, four.
You are so
yeah.
Three, four, I can be like, oh yeah, like, they're my friends. Like, friends, friends.
We're cool.
Yeah. Yeah. The people I can actually go to if I need
to. Not just people that you can be like, hey.
Yeah, because you follow so many people, they follow you back, and then that's like, oh yeah, I know them.
But you don't
actually know them.
That's pretty deep.
That's an interesting problem. And that happens in the outside world too. I know a lot of people that, you know, we follow each other. Maybe I could, like, hit them up. But we're not actually friends. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm not going to be like, yo, bestie, what are you doing tonight? So, yeah. But, like I said, college is your best bet. Like, yeah.
It's still very fun, though.
Yeah, I think it's still fun. Very fun.
Very life-changing experience.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel for the people that, like, feel really lonely, because it's kind of like, it feels like loneliness is a never-ending problem. So I wonder if therapy has the chance to fix it, finding peace within yourself or something like that, or just really nurturing the friendships you do have, or allowing yourself to open up if you're not one of those people that opens up, because it's definitely, like, a tough one.
You have to make the active effort, you know, like, you can't necessarily be like, oh, like, I'm so lonely, I don't have any friends, but you don't put in the effort to, like, you know, try, like, to start a friendship.
Yeah, like, you have to ask them out to lunch.
Yeah. And this is, we talked ask about this out. Briefly in the green room, where it's like, I am very in my shell, you know, it's hard for me to, like, how Thomas was saying, like, ask somebody for a lunch. I'm like, why would I do that, though?
I remember.
Yeah, it's like, why would I do that? Like, I don't need to do that. But if you do want, you know, to make friends and, like, go out of your shell a little bit, college is a perfect time to do that, because I feel like a lot of people are in your same situation too. So if somebody reaches out to them, they're obviously going to say yes.
Especially freshman year.
Because I think that's when everybody's figuring themselves out, figuring out who their friends are. So it's just, like, a nice time to experiment and, you know, just reach out to people.
Yeah, like, Kayla and I literally made, like, our closest friend through math.
Yeah, in class. And that's, like, because, like, we made, like, right the before. Effort. That's because we made the effort to, like, oh, ask her, do you want to get lunch after class? Do you want to go eat after class? You know, it's just making that active effort.
I agree. It's like, a lot of us want to pity ourselves, but it's like, we're not even doing anything about it. Exactly. We're just, like, sitting here, like, it's so lonely. I'm so alone. Have you done anything? No, but it's lonely and I don't want to do anything because it's lonely. I'm like,
people aren't going to be, like, jumping at you to be, like, best friends.
Yeah.
You have to kind of do it yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, try it out. Like, it gets easier over time. Like, I, you know, there's times where, like, it's easy for me and then other times it's hard. So just pick yourself up, hype yourself up. Be like, it's kind of interesting just seeing where the story goes. Like, if I talk to this person, where would that lead me? I feel like when I think about it like that, it makes it more exciting for me, because it's kind of like, oh, now I'm curious. Like, if I talk to this person, will they be a part of my life? Because you never know who will and who won't. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, the common advice is search for common hobbies. Like, if you play tennis, go to the tennis courts and be like, yo, can I hang with you guys? Let me have your Instagram.
Basically.
Yeah.
Always exchange socials.
Yes, that's always the key. Yeah. What's your Instagram, by the way? And then you message them.
Yeah. And also, like, when you already follow somebody and then you see them in person for, like, the first time, you have something to, like, kind of, oh, I follow you. And then that's where you guys can start talking.
It's an art.
Yeah. That's what I do at a lot of parties. They're like, oh, I think I follow you. And then we just start talking about that.
Wait, but are you guys following each other?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not just making it up.
Oh, I thought you were making it up. What a finesse.
I know. Literally. Okay, like, so here is the technique.
Such finesse.
Every college has a 2020 graduation year.
Except community. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, community. But most schools have a, like, graduation page or a class page. Yeah. And you send in the post, give yourself a little bio, And then so many people are just going to reach out and like follow you. And then during your semester or quarter or whatever, reach out. Or if you see them on campus, say hi. It's so easy like that.
It's so funny. It's like a dating app, but for friends. But it works because it's built into Instagram.
Yeah.
Wow.
So get posted.
Yeah.
Say hi.
Even if you are shy, get posted.
Oh my God. I had to convince Kayla to get posted. Yeah. I was like, just send in the photo.
I was hesitant about being posted because I was like, well, I don't know if I want thousands of people to see me. But, you know, it does work in your favor. You do, you know, get to meet a lot of people from the same school. Lots of people DM you also. So that's pretty cool. Like, you start a conversation. And then you already have plans by the time you get to school.
Yeah.
Because people will be like, oh, let's go thrifting, you know, when you're here. Or like, let's grab lunch when you're there. So you already have something to look forward to once you're at the school.
Yeah.
So do it.
Yeah. That's our best advice. This episode is just dedicated to all you seniors, it looks like.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. It turned to school once again.
Whoa, man. Oh, man. What do we talk about when we have nothing to talk about? Just, school.
It's just the biggest thing. It's all we do.
Have you guys heard about NFTs?
That's not.
How about astrology?
That's not good.
I had a nepatite.
A what?
A nepatite ring.
Oh, it broke.
Oh.
It broke.
Damn.
You know what those are?
It's the ones that break when you have like bad energy.
Yeah.
You have bad energy.
It absorbs bad energy. Mm. And then if it receives too much, it breaks. And it actually broke.
You got things going on in your life that have bad energy, bro. Someone's putting a curse on you. You need to get an egg, rub it all over you.
And then when it broke, I felt like after that, I wasn't protected anymore.
Well, you need to go get another one.
I know. Rub an egg on yourself.
Is that another one?
And then you crack it, right?
Yeah.
You crack it?
I don't know if you crack it. I just know you rub it, you're like...
Oh. I just know that like if you crack an egg or like you crack it in water, if it floats, it means something. And if it sinks, it means something else,
okay,
right?
My mom used to do it with my sister, but it wasn't for like bad energy. It was for her eye.
Oh.
No.
My sister, I don't know what would happen with her eye or something, but like...
The devil wanted to get out.
Oh, like what is it? Like... Lagañas? Like, okay. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Basically, like, eye boogers, eyelashes in your eye, something like that.
Yeah, and so my mom would put, like, an egg on top of it, and then she would crack it in a cup. And then, like, the things would rise or...
Oh, wow.
But it wasn't for bad energy.
I saw something like that on TikTok.
Wow. So versatile. So
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it's like a spiritual cleanse with the eggs. You just rub it all over yourself to, like... attract it. It gets
Or just get a cleanser.
That too. You could do some Santeria.
Santeria? That's the song, right?
I don't practice Santeria. No, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, isn't it like
witchcraft? Something like that. Yeah, I think you need a chicken. You gotta kill a chicken.
Wait,
you
do some
God, you're well versed in this.
No, your mommy.
Yeah,
talk about it.
Wait, your mom is into like...
My mom is into spiritual stuff, and then my father's into it as well. Cool. So that's where that kind of learn a lot.
Whoa. Do you believe in it?
When I need to.
Say yes
when
you for need the family.
To. Yes, yes, I do. I do, of course. I know my mom's recharging her crystals and saw. She's like, don't move these. I'm like,
okay. Dead ass?
Wow. In the sunlight. She's like, I gotta charge my trees.
So cute.
That's so
I know this week, like, a lot of bad stuff have been happening. Like, the car's tire popped, and then they got our order wrong, and then the fucking car, like, battery died. All in the same week, she's like, wow, I need a cleanse. I'm gonna get home and rub an egg on myself. I was like, that's so true.
That's gonna fix it.
Someone's doing something to you. Yeah, the energy's getting too bad. It's been a while since you recharged them. So yeah, I guess I do believe in it. So maybe if you haven't got your college decisions by the time you hear this, make sure you do some cleansing, some good luck. But good luck, seniors. Enjoy your summer. Enjoy your friends that are still with you. You know, the college. Good luck in college. Make lots of friends. Have a lot of courage. Be really brave and a lot of overconfidence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Step out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. But you could also keep listening to the podcast every Sunday on Spotify Green Room live at 6 p.m. PST.
Mm-hmm. If you're lonely.
If you're lonely. Yes. We always talk with you guys and you already know who you are. We love all of you that come join us every Sunday at 6
p.m. We have our regulars.
We do have a regular.
Everybody's typing in the chat.
I know.
Last week was very funny. Right? I enjoyed last week. And so it's always fun to talk to you guys.
I know. It's really
nice. Real time.
We all say bye together.
Yeah.
It's so cute. It's so cute. You've been missing the lives, but we all say bye together.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're all like, bye. Mm-hmm. Anyways, guys, if you want to join our Discord and talk to us, we're always on there. At least I am. Go to teenagetherapy.com. Click on the Discord symbol. I know the invite doesn't work, but it should be fixed by now. And if it doesn't, just DM us on Instagram at Teenage Therapy. Anyways, thank you for listening, and we will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.